So, welcome everyone to Skull Space. I'm here to tell you about our fourth Skull Space Hacks Festival. Now, the Skull Space Hacks Festival, the idea behind it is to compress the entire experience of enjoying the hackerspace into one weekend. And so we try to do all the things in one weekend. The weekend. So I'll just quickly go over our previous editions of Hacks. First time we did this was fall 2016, and I was going very much with the unconference format then, where it's like people can just show up day of and schedule themselves. We have like a whiteboard for a schedule, and it was chaos, but we did have a bunch of people in the space getting together and stuff. So, but after doing that, I kind of swore I wouldn't do it again. I had some of my own stuff. So that's why it took until a global pandemic happened for me to say, okay, we need a Hackerspace Festival again. And so in October 2020, we did it mostly virtually. We had 2 days of YouTube streams with talks, and we had some DJs came in here and used this as more of a broadcast studio, and they had a nice Twitch stream for a few hours. So all in all, there might have been about 20 hours of streams that were part of that. And then we switched it over to a spring format in 2022. Pandemic was still raging pretty good. So we did a hybrid format where we had live stream of our talks and live stream of our music show at night, but we also had lots going on in the space. Now, running a hybrid event is a big deal. So I've decided for this time around, the fourth Hacks, that it is late stage pandemic and we're going to be mostly here in person, and maybe there'll be a few talks that are where our speaker is remote, so we can just let people into those video conferences as well. So let's go over the schedule for our fourth Hacks Festival. On Friday, March 31st, Thor will be doing it. He always does our movie nights, and he'll do one especially just for the Hacks Festival. I thought of putting a photo up here that's like cinematic, but I just wanted to feature Thor because he does such a great job programming our movie nights. And he'll usually announce two titles, and then there'll be like a secret title. You stick around late. So Saturday, April 1st is aligned perfectly. It's April Fool's Day. That is an official hacker holiday. And our daytime will feature talks. And what I will do after shortly is I'll go over what all the talks are. In the evening, we will have a dance party comparable or even bigger than the one we have tonight on March 3rd. And so there'll be various DJs, there'll be all kinds of lights, and hopefully there'll be some chill entertainment as well. I'm going to try and not stay up all night so that I can be in the space in Sunday morning, and I'm going to try and put together more of a music jam where people are playing instruments and singing, and let poets go too. So it'll be kind of open mic format where we'll get everyone to do a few, you know, two numbers on their own, and then maybe we'll have some time for jamming. Maybe we'll have some time for people who just show up day of. So I'll make sure to leave room there for stuff to just happen spontaneously. In the afternoon of Sunday, April the 2nd, we will bring back something that we had as a standalone event once, which was helping the world get turn over its old electronics. So this is a photo here of Michael Kozakovich, and this was a photo that was printed in the Uniter newspaper, back when we had one of these e-waste events, and he's holding a computer there for sale for $10. So yeah, we'll have an electronics market where you can set up at a table and sell your stuff for whatever you want to sell it for, and then we'll have an auction where I will see how many people want to let go of their gears for how little. We'll see how that goes. Okay, let's talk. And oh, wait, before we get to the talks, also encouraged throughout the Hacks Festival is to have more casual stuff going on. A lot of our formal stuff will be here in the classroom. It'd be good to have lots of just kind of day-to-day hackerspace stuff going on in the back. I want to have exhibitions where people have different kinds of interesting toys set up that people can come and see, some with supervised, some unsupervised. It's great if people come and work on their projects. It's a great time to run into people when you're working on your projects and, you know, and see if other people have advice on them. And of course, I will try to get us to have some daytime video gaming and tabletop gaming, and hosts for those are always great to really kind of accelerate it along so people aren't spending an hour figuring out how do I play this thing. All right, so let's go through our talk schedule. Zorian, who's also known as Frog Doubler, has been doing a lot of work with a free software server for a game called RuneScape Classic. And this is actually a graphic from RuneScape, as far as I know. One person who actually used my Google form to submit a talk is a guy named William Franzen, who plays at different things, including amateur radio and stuff. And he's going to tell us all about the wonderful world of reverse engineering smart bulbs and smart plugs. The horrible thing about these devices is that they've come designed so that the owner can't actually control the software that's on them. But of course, the vendors abandon them and they have major security holes. And the kind of paradox or irony of that is then that gives people actual way to actually take back control over their devices by using these security holes, and then they can patch them as well. So he's really into that, and he's actually going to tell us a bit about repurposing some of these things, as like turning them into Arduinos and so on. Jane Paskarak has been playing with a synthesizer box called the Zithian, and I think he's going to come to us over video conference and show us this amazing piece of technology. I think I saw the words open source somewhere on the webpage as well, so I think there's some major coolness going on there. I was talking with Cole the other day about this, and I had him type a title right into my talk management spreadsheet, and he write, "Anyone can do it," but he's talking about circuit bending. And so he will show us that anyone can bend a circuit to their will. Now, here's a statement from the U.S. government. The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation, or research institutions, studying weather or conducting other scientific research. And, of course, as we know, four $400,000 missiles were used to take these things down. Why four missiles and three balloons? Well, one missed over Lake Huron. So possibly, and people have been looking at an amateur radio and balloonist project that had some tracking, possibly, but no one has recovered the debris to prove it for sure. This may have been a case of unidentified flying hackers. Radio amateurs flying balloons and... Here's a photo. This is a photo not of the guy who's going to talk about this, Bill Shermansky, but this gentleman is from Colorado, and he's got one of these balloons that's been calibrated as what they call a Pico balloon. It has a very light payload. I'll show you in the next slide. And it's a pretty small, basically a party-style balloon, and the way that forces balance out is instead of like a weather balloon that just keeps going up until it hits the stratosphere and pops, these end up like cruising at 40,000 feet, which is... Yes, it's commercial airspace, but they're apparently allowed to launch them because of how small and light they are. We'll see if regulations are soon to change. And here's a close-up look of one of these things. It's like a little tiny electronics board with some wings of solar panels. And what the ones that some of these do is they don't even have like a carry up a battery to keep their weight down, and if they're sunlight, they will transmit over amateur radio frequencies, "Hey, I am here." Anyway, so Bill Shermansky was one of our speakers last year, and he's actually combined the hobbies of ballooning and amateur radio before. I don't think he was like cruising and circling the world six times with his launches, but he's got some experience with the radio hobby combined with a balloon launch. So he's going to tell us all about that and unidentified flying hackers. And Edwin is going to give his talk today, and we're going to replay it for all of you on April 1st. Edwin is going to tell us about how games were made in 1993. So before we launch Edwin's talk, and I should check the time. So I'm doing good. You know, confession, one thing I haven't really done well here with programming these talks is I haven't put together a list of speakers that even in some ways reflects the broader community. It's very much looks like, you know, exactly who you'd expect to see at a hackerspace. But I see the Hacks Festival as an act of community building, and so I do think it's important that we try to work to reach out to different people. Our talks are for a broad hackerspace audience, so there's a lot of things that could be talked about. You know, we had one woman before here in version 2 of Hacks. She talked about how she rigged up a special garden spigot, right? And that was making and building things, and that was like it. So I have to say, I have not done a good enough job of this year. And though I'm happy with the 6 talks I've got, like that's enough of a talk program, I am still going to try and seek out more diverse voices for us. So, mea culpa. Okay, so any questions about the Hacks Festival before we segue to Edwin's talk? All right, well, folks can, if you haven't found this on the website already, it's hax.skullspace.ca, and we will have... we'll have updates and on how it's going. Remember, that's March 31st, April 1st, Saturday, Sunday, April 2nd. All right, and now we'll get set up for Edwin.